This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
A local health official optimistic about a full recovery for MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio following his weekend heart attack and says stents like the one inserted into the coach's blocked blood vessel do wonders. Psychologist Dr. John Braccio spoke with WILS's Tony Conley.
I think it'll be probably surprising how quickly Coach D'Antonio will be up and about when he's able to go to the sidelines. Only he, family, and medical staff can certainly determine that.
The Lansing City Council passing a medical marijuana ordinance establishing an at least 1,000-foot distance between distributors and places like schools and churches, but it will not go into effect immediately because three council members were absent for last night's meeting. Councilwoman Carol Woods spoke with WILS at City Hall.
This only deals with a caregiver who chooses to see people in their home.
MDOT joining East Lansing City leaders yesterday for the ribbon-cutting ceremony of the Saginaw Pathways Project, involving nearly a mile and a half of sidewalk 8 feet wide. Mayor Vic Loomis spoke with WILS at the site.
It's going to be a real safety factor. You can see the elementary school here at Glen Cairn. That'll make it safer for our children coming and going to the elementary school.
And a new report says Michigan has been doing a good job in making it easy for new citizens to register to vote. Michigan is one of 10 states chosen for the Common Cause study due to some close races expected in the state this year. A medical marijuana ordinance involving primary caregivers treating patients in their homes has been passed by the Lansing City Council, but will not go into effect immediately with three council members not in attendance at last night's meeting. Councilwoman Carol Wood was there and spoke with WILS.
Our understanding from the Compassionate Care Group and a number of people involved with the medical marijuana, this is a very small number. Most caregivers do not see people in their homes.
A local psychologist weighing in on how much stress may have played a role in the heart attack suffered by MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio over the weekend. Dr. John Braccio spoke with WILS's Tony Conley.
There may have been something else going on. This may have triggered it, the event of the day, but obviously there was something happening in addition to the game, I would predict.
25-year-old Florida native Dwayne Waller, whom Michigan State Police say moved to Grand Ledge to be with a 15-year-old girl he met on MySpace, has been arraigned on criminal sexual conduct charges. Detective Todd Parsons tells WILS police are concerned about other potential incidents.
We've been following up with Grand Ledge High School. Has been great help in this investigation, and we also put out that press release hoping that maybe some parents would talk to their children.
And Lansing lawmakers hard at work. The Senate today passing the Department of Corrections and Department of Community Health budgets. They now go to the House. A second suspect in the March shooting death of two Lansing men is in custody in Illinois and set to be extradited to Michigan as early as this week. David Marion Jr. facing multiple charges, including murder. 22-year-old Benjamin French of Lansing already charged in the case. On March 25th, Owen Goodnow and Darren Brown were both found shot to death in their home. A public hearing taking place at last night's Lansing City Council meeting on the snow ordinance, charging property owners more than $100 for not shoveling their sidewalk more than 24 hours after a winter storm. This landlord addressed the council supporting it.
I'd like to have my residents, on the people that are in the buildings that I'm caring for, be able to walk to.
However, this man voicing his concern about the proposal.
How many hours do I have after I've cleaned my sidewalk and a city snowplow comes and throws the snow 8-10 feet into my yard and covers my clean sidewalk?
Local law enforcement officers are warning parents to be on the lookout for who their teenagers become friends with, especially online. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Michigan State Police this week arrested 25-year-old Florida native Dwayne Waller on criminal sexual conduct charges after officers say that he met a 15-year-old girl from Clinton County on MySpace and then moved to Grand Ledge to meet with the teenager. Detective Todd Parsons speaking with WILS with a word of advice for mom and dad.
If your kids have internet access and they're using MySpace and Facebook and all these other websites that are out there, stay vigilant. Watch what your kids are doing. Know who they're talking to.
Police, meanwhile, are investigating the Waller case to see if any similar incidents may have occurred in the Tri-County area. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
A local psychologist discussing the heart attack suffered by MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio over the weekend. Dr. John Braccio tells WILS's Tony Conley that he also had a stent placed in a blood vessel, although felt very little discomfort. discomfort prior to the procedure.
Where in the case of Mark D'Antonio, apparently he had a lot of pain. These stents are really kind of a miracle type thing.
And the Carefree Dental Clinic in South Lansing holding a free clinic on Thursday. Emergency dental procedures will be offered at no cost, including tooth extractions. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight showers and thunderstorms are likely, increasing clouds throughout the evening, a low around 64. Tomorrow, more showers, mostly cloudy, high near 73. And tomorrow night, the rain likely to continue, remaining cloudy, a low around 57. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.